This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. This is the Rahimi and Harris Show. Rami Makhlouf in for Marshall Harris on The Score as we broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. The conference finals are in full effect. And for that, we go to the Circa Sports Hotline. Download the Circa app today. That is where we are joined by our friend, Brian Geltzeiler. He is at BGeltzNBA on Twitter. He is a SiriusXM NBA radio host and always down for a good NBA theory or two. Geltzy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Leah. Thrilled to be with you guys.
We're thrilled to have you on. And I guess we've got to start with just the game last night. Your impressions of a very good game between Oklahoma City and Minnesota yesterday.
Minnesota's never going to win a game in this series when they turn the ball over 21 times. And I believe the number off the top of my head was a -7 in turnovers. In their three losses, they have been an aggregate of -20 in the turnover battle. In their win, they were a +4. So the thing is about Oklahoma City, there's a couple things involved here. First of all, their defense is fantastic. Best in the league this year by an enormous margin. And just to give you a little bit of perspective on that, the quantifiable difference in defensive rating between Oklahoma City and the team that was second, I believe that was the LA Clippers. The difference between them was the same difference the Clippers and the 10th team. That's how much better statistically they were defensively this year. So what happens is when they turn you over, they're the best team in the league at punishing you with buckets on the other end. Those are their easy basket. That fuels their offense. You cannot go and play against them and give up possessions in the way they give up possessions. And that's what Minnesota's done through the three losses. And again, I think Minnesota probably played well enough to win, but lost that game in the second quarter where they were just sloppy with the basketball. And I never figured I'd see a team with Mike Conley as a starting point guard be this sloppy with the ball in a playoff series. But I think it really, really, it hurt Minnesota. And Minnesota, who is a very talented team, just doesn't have the luxury of giving all those possessions away to OKC because OKC is that tough defensively and plays that well when they play fast. As it was, Minnesota's had to up their tempo here to try to give themselves a source of easy baskets. They were absolutely eaten alive in the half court in both games one and game two against OKC and really struggled to score a lot. I feel like they had to up the tempo, and it's a little bit of fool's gold to do it. They did it last night, and you saw the downside of it, which is the ball gets turned over a lot, and OKC punishes you. So, listen, I'm not really totally ruling Minnesota out in this series, but I'd be really, really surprised if they're able to come back and win this. And this one very well may end up being a gentleman's sweep and be over in five.
Well, Geltzy, they're up 3-1, as you know, but I think you touched on a subtle coaching point as well. The best antidote to perhaps that Minnesota defense is still an offensive answer. And to be able to capitalize on those possessions, like you mentioned, after the 21 turnovers, I think that's a key lesson for any team in the league.
It is. Listen, you have it's the turnovers are, and not all turnovers are created equal, right? There are live ball turnovers that go back for two. Then there's the dead ball turnover where you try to maybe throw it ahead to a guy and overthrew him a little bit. The dead ball turnovers don't crush you. The live ball ones do. And again, any team in the league, Leah, that you're going to play against and you're going to give away possessions, especially a team that guards like OKC, you're going to have trouble. It's really hard to be able to have success doing it that way. And listen, Steve Kerr's Warriors team did because they were that efficient when they didn't turn the ball over. The Timberwolves don't have a kind of margin for error in this series. And so if they're going to turn it over this way again, it's going to end fast. And I would be surprised if OKC doesn't take care of business at home in game five tomorrow night.
Does that OKC defense explain 21 combined points from Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle, or do those guys just need to be more assertive?
Well, so I think Anthony Edwards probably could have tried to be more assertive. Anthony Edwards is kind of caught, you know, in between a rock and a hard place here, because either they're playing him so well and they're layering up behind him, which is keeping him from doing things off the bounce. Either he's going to take some ill-advised shots, ill-advised long twos off the dribble, or he's going to have to give the ball up more. Either way, those are good outcomes for the Oklahoma City defense. So that's what you saw last night. I mean, what did he have? He had two shots in the first half. Like, they're keeping him from getting the kinds of shots that he wants to get. And a big reason for that is that Randle's had pretty much, you know, short of the blowout in game three, in the other three games, he's had an aggregate of one good half. And the thing for Randle is he's such a feast or famine player because of how ball dominant he is. So when Randle's got it going and he's getting into basket and those threes he loves to take are falling down, Randle is a huge asset for them. And he will be a guy that's got some gravity and commands extra attention on defense. It'll help free up your shooters. It'll help free up Anthony Edwards. But when Randle's bad, he's easy to guard. No one else really sees the ball that much. And it hurts everybody else on Minnesota around him. And we've seen in this series more of the bad Randle that the Knicks saw for a while in the playoffs than the good Randle that we saw in the last round. So that's really the big issue there. But it has a huge effect on what Anthony Edwards does. And again, I have loved the way Oklahoma City has defended Anthony Edwards in this series. And I think teams are going to go to school on in the future. Be very interesting to see how he adjusted. I mean, this season, he adjusted his game big. Four more three-point attempts a game to accommodate Julius Randle. And by the way, shot 3 percentage points better from three this year than he did the year before. So it's not like Edwards is incapable of changing his game. But, you know, Oklahoma City with Randle struggling has kind of got a checkmate situation on him right now.
I feel like I'm still to the point, Geltzy, where I'm trying to evaluate that trade, the Randle and Cat trade, and see where it makes sense. Because I assumed it was a playoff concept trade. But this would be the time where you would see whether or not it bore fruit.
I think it was a very good trade for both teams. I will tell you this, Minnesota making that trade and making it back to a conference final is a successful season. Now becomes the hard part for them, which is how do we craft Randle's game around what we need to do to advance further in the playoffs? And that's an answer the Knicks never had for Randle's game. I still think it was a good trade for them. Realize one thing about Minnesota with that trade. It was more about money than it was about basketball. They were facing down financial Armageddon with Towns on the books to that extent. And Randle makes less money. There's some contract flexibility there. He's got a player option for this year with 1 year left on the deal. Minnesota's got an out on that. You combine that with the fact that Rudy Gobert took a contract extension that was for less annual money than what his initial deal was to help the Timberwolves out, and they rewarded him with more years. That's been very helpful for them, too. But this trade was, first and foremost, for the Minnesota Timberwolves, about finances. The fact that it worked on a basketball level with Randle and DiVincenzo speaks to how good a GM Tim Connelly is and what a great job he did. When it comes to the Knicks side of that trade, they were desperate. You can't forget. They thought that potentially they would get Isaiah Hartenstein back on a 4-year, $78 million deal, which under the current CBA was the max they could offer him because they did not have his bird rights. They were limited because they had brought him in 2 years 2 years in a row on mid-level exception deals. So they couldn't break the bank for him. So really, I know people like to beat them up about they didn't bring Isaiah Hartenstein back. Financially, they didn't have a choice with the deal OKC made him. So they had Mitchell, banged up Mitchell Robinson was their only semblance of a five coming into the season. They were going to be playing Julius Randle and Jericho Sims there. So when they made this trade, it was out of desperation. Nonetheless, it was a great trade, and it was the right trade for this team. Towns has had an enormous year. He was third-team All-NBA. I voted for him for second team. I thought he was that good. And you saw what Towns did in the fourth quarter of Game 3 to save New York's season was something I just don't know that you see out of Julius Randle in a similar spot.
How much do you think that comeback in Game 3 lingers for that Pacers team?
I think it lingers a lot. I think it was huge because Indiana in Game 1 and Game 2 had not only obviously gotten a two-game advantage on the road, Indiana had also asserted some late-game mental dominance over the Knicks. Indy had proved through two games to be the more poised team, to be the smarter team late, to be the more comfortable team in these kinds of situations. The Knicks, especially in Game 1, did a whole lot of stupid things, throwing up some bad shots. And when things started to go bad, they went full-blown deer in the headlights. If they didn't get the right break, they had a tough break on a missed goaltend call in Game 1 in the overtime. That sent it to send them spiraling. Mental toughness-wise, the Knicks weren't where they needed to be through two games. The Knicks were incredibly mentally tough in Game 3. Yes, 20-point deficit in the second quarter they came back from, but they were down 10 to start the fourth quarter. And the Knicks are a better team when the entire offense centers around Towns. Jalen Brunson may be the best player on that team. Towns is the most difficult one to guard. And the Knicks went there in the fourth quarter, and some of it's on Towns to assert himself, and he certainly did that. But they brought Brunson back at the right time to help them finish. To me, when I look at where Indiana is right now, that mental advantage they had of being the team that executed better down the stretch, I think is gone a little bit. The other thing that worries me for Indiana, that game changed when Aaron Nesmith left with an ankle injury. It deflated Indiana. He is so vital to what they do, especially on a defensive end of the floor. They don't have anybody that can shut down Brunson outside Aaron Nesmith. They don't. Andrew Nembhard can't really guard him. You can't put Halliburton on him. McConnell can be a pest for short amounts of time, but he'll get comfortable fast with McConnell on him. I don't think Mathurin can guard him. You just don't, out of sight of Nesmith, you don't have anybody who can guard him. And Nesmith came back, but wasn't the same when he came back. And I think that lingered on Indiana. He's a major part of their late game swagger. As much as we talk about Halliburton, Nesmith plays a huge part in that. It'll be very interesting to see tonight. Nesmith's questionable for tonight to see if he can go. I think he's likely to go, but how much do they get out of him and how good can he be? That's the big question. One other thing regarding the Knicks here, guys, that I think is important, getting out of Madison Square Garden was huge for them. This is a fan base that's been waiting for a really long time for this. The Knicks have been an excellent road team all year, but I do believe, especially late in both of those first two games, the pressure of the Garden crowd, the eagerness and of wanting to see a winner and the excitement of the Garden crowd, I think, put an added layer of pressure on the Knicks that they didn't really need. Getting out of the Garden, I thought, was crucial for the Knicks to kind of be able to find their footing in these late game situations.
Brian Geldseiler, the SiriusXM NBA host, kind enough to join us here at Rahimi and Harris on The Score. And it's funny you say that, Geltsy, because I'm thinking to myself, as if pressure from Tibbs just existing on the team isn't enough. Like, that's not just adding to that, but then you think the Garden had something to do with it. I think Tibbs, you know, this is also his best opportunity, as we know, to try to get to a finals. And this is a real coaching matchup when it comes to he and Rick Carlisle and just their resumes, too.
It certainly is. And it's very interesting how the narrative can be one way and then shift very quickly. Two games into the series, the narrative all over New York, really all over the country, is Carlisle was out coaching Tom Thibodeau. And in many ways, he was. There was a flexibility that Carlisle has a willingness to have, not only in personnel. I mean, keep in mind, dusted off Tony Bradley. Guy's been in the league 6 years, all right, and has played on six different teams. Came to Indiana through two 10-day contracts. But because he's big and because he's athletic, it matched some of Mitchell Robinson's energy. And it was necessary and it helped a ton. Carlisle, they slowed it down at the end of game two. They played the shot clock game to limit the Knicks' possessions. Just did a really, really smart job. And again, first through two games, more flexible than Tom Thibodeau. Well, Tibbs flipped the script in game two. When you talk about flexibility, had, keep in mind, first half, Brunson had four and Towns had three, and then Brunson got his fifth in the third quarter. Well, he found a way to ride Deuce McBride and DeLon Wright, and Landry Shamet came in and gave him 12 productive minutes, took a big charge, and Shamet's not a good defensive player. And DeLon Wright's a guy who, there's a reason he's out of the rotation. He's kind of struggled. Tom got the most out of all of those guys. He stretched his bench a little bit in the name of foul trouble, did some things he hasn't done in the past. And what I loved about Thibodeau was that when it was working without Jalen Brunson in the fourth quarter, just like he did in game two, and it wasn't working without Towns in game two, and he still didn't go back to him. Here, when it was working without Brunson, he waited to go back to him, and it was the right thing, and he felt it out correctly, and it was the right call. And when Brunson came back in, it all worked. The other thing that Thibodeau has to manage here, and this is not Tom's strength, is there's a big thing with chemistry and egos on this team. It is not lost on a player like Karl Towns that at times struggles for touches, that the guy that's getting all the touches and doesn't always look at him and pick and roll to try to give him the ball when he's open happens to be the lead assistant's son. Jalen Brunson's dad is sitting on that bench next to Tom Thibodeau, and all the players see it, all the players realize it. So when Brunson's ball dominance comes in, there's a collective groan of, is this daddy ball on an NBA level? And yes, I can tell you on good authority, the players do worry about that and think that that's an issue. For the Knicks to come back in this game, take control of the game and win the game on the back of Karl Towns with Brunson on the bench sends a message to the rest of this roster that Tom Thibodeau, whether you agree with it or not, whether you believe it or not, is doing everything he can for this team to win. And it's not all Brunson-centric. I think that's something that lifts the Knicks a little bit here from an unselfishness standpoint and from a team chemistry standpoint. I found something interesting, guys. The end of game two, Pascal Siakam was interviewing with Ali LaForce from TNT down on the court and made a comment. We as a team, Indiana, he meant, do not care who scores a basket as long as we score. It doesn't matter to us who gets the points. Mm. And he's right about that. It's really kind of an egalitarian type of offense that they have there. The question you ask about the Knicks is, can you say the same thing about them? You definitely can't. But what happened in game three kind of furthers that a little bit, that Tom is all about the W and is not necessarily going to be loyal to any one guy in any spot. We saw Towns have to sit for a long time in game two. Probably didn't have to, but he did. We saw the same thing happen to Brunson. Tom will do what he needs to do to win basketball games, and that message has been sent up and down the Knicks roster.
Brian, am I crazy or missing something in watching the Eastern Conference Finals or the Eastern Conference as a whole, as a Bulls fan? And I'm not getting carried away. I'm not saying the Bulls are going to win the East next year, but watching this conference and watching the Eastern Conference Finals and going, you know, it's not The East is more wide open and more closely bunched than we've seen in a long time. It's not the mountain to climb that maybe it has been in the past.
Well, there's a big transition going on in the East right now because the Celtics are about to do a gap year, and then the Celtics are going to essentially reload this thing, I think, around Tatum and Brown. And I think anybody not named Tatum and Brown, including Derek White, I think is fair game, because the fact is that they're going to have to trade someone with some value here. Porzingis is going into the last year of a contract that owed $30 million. You can certainly move him, but you're not getting a ton for him. I don't know anybody in their right mind that's going to pay you value for Jrue Holiday with 3 years at $100 million left on his deal with the way he just looked this season. And you look at, so White's the guy with value. My point is, Boston's not going to have Tatum. It's going to be a gap year. So the East is now wide open. Cleveland, they may have to make a move regarding Jared Allen, because I don't know that the roster construction is good enough to match up in the way they need to match up with both the Knicks and the Pacers here. So you're going to see the East is in transition. For the Bulls here, what the Bulls did the last half of the season, getting as much as they did about Giddey, who I had him second in my most improved player rankings and my vote, because I thought Giddey was that good this year. I'm a huge fan of Matisse Pezeles. I actually had him at third for the rookie of the year because of how good he looked in the last quarter of the season. We know who Kobe White is and who he could be. There's a lot of good young guys on this team. And I think for the Bulls here, just stay the course with growing the young guys and don't try to accelerate this thing faster, because you're only going to get the same result you got for the last 4 years and be stuck as a middling team. If you're a little worse than you need to be, well, that's fine. Just go young. If you can trade Vucevic and get something young for him, go ahead and do it. Like, and that's where I think for the Bulls here is, don't look at the complexion of the Eastern Conference and think you're ready before you're ready. You're not ready. You need to develop these young guys and you need to add more to this team before you are ready there. And I think the lack of patience from this front office, Arturis Karnisovas, Mark Eversley, etc., has been something that's kept the Bulls in NBA purgatory the last couple of years. And I think they have to even if this thing looks a little better than you figured it would in a shorter amount of time, lean into these young players as the people that you count on and move the older guys if you can. The worst thing they could do is go ahead and make another deal with Sacramento and bring in a guy like Sabonis. He's only going to help you stay in the middle. Go young. And if it means that you end up, you know, back in the lottery again or not making the play-in, it's okay. And by the way, if you go young and your team ends up in the play-in or maybe a top six team, it's because your young guys carried you there. And that's a good thing, too. So I just think regardless of what the result is for the Bulls, lean into these three young players, Giddey, Bezelis, and Kobe White, and see where that takes you. And wherever it is, you still leave yourself with something to build off of.
Brian Geldzeiler, that is good stuff for sure. The NBA draft is on the 25th of June. I know we'll probably bug you before then. In the meantime, thanks for joining us here on The Score.
My pleasure. Anytime, guys. Reach out anytime. Always a pleasure.
Love you, Geltzy. This segment with Brian Geldzeiler was brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Coming up next, Aaron Rodgers has been on every podcast ever, apparently. It, to the point where he was on a podcast called the You Never Know, but then he was also on a podcast called the You Know What I Mean
pod. Those are different podcasts.
Apparently okay. So, but his sentiments might be the same. He even mentions the possibility of playing for the Bears. We'll dissect it next.
No.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Lalo Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Rodgers snaps it quick. Pressure coming. Scrambles to his right. Pumps and runs. Aaron Rodgers is inside the pylon. Touchdown, Packers. It's Rodgers running for the score.
Right on cue, Joe. He had some choice words there for the crowd.
The attempt at being subtly acknowledging the Aaron Rodgers comments. This is Rahimi and Harris on the Score. Robbie Mockloff in for Marshall Harris today. And Aaron Rodgers has been making the podcast circuit. As we mentioned, I was like, oh, was it the You Never Know podcast that Aaron Rodgers was on? Because he was. No, this was the You Know What I Mean podcast. Not to be confused with all the other podcasts that Aaron Rodgers has appeared on.
Is he promoting something?
It's like he's peddling his wares of existing or something. Like, hi, I am Aaron Rodgers and these are my wares. And my wares are concepts. Like, what are you doing?
I think he just needs his ego fed.
That's the answer.
Yeah, he just needs eyes on him. He needs ears listening to him. Aaron Rodgers' whole existence feeds off of that, it seems, at this point.
Aaron Rodgers, just do what we do then and be a talk radio
host. Yeah, exactly.
Like, I've got 10 to 2. Just come hang out. Be weird. No. I'll mess with you.
Host your own podcast. Call it the You Know What podcast or whatever. You could do whatever you want. Why are you going on a podcast tour to promote nothing? I don't understand it.
It's actually the most Aaron Rodgers thing I can think of. Going on a podcast tour to promote nothing. I'm telling you, he's peddling his wares, and his wares are concepts.
Ayahuasca? Is there an ayahuasca brand that he's pushing?
Darkness Retreat.
That's the name of the podcast right there, Darkness Retreat.
That is
like, would anybody question him if he were like a sports talk host? No. They'd be like, oh, you're a former athlete who's a sports talk host. But it's Aaron Rodgers, so it all gets weird.
I remember last year when he was considering retiring and somebody like floated the balloon of him being a broadcaster, making the Tom Brady move, and nobody wanted him. No, nobody wanted him as a broadcaster.
Like, when you add it to the family aspect of his life,
yeah,
too. And how about him actually saying recently, he's like, oh, I have a long-term girlfriend now. I'm like, you've had long-term girlfriends. Like, that's an insult to the other girlfriends that you've had. Like, he's like, oh, I have a serious girlfriend now or something. And I'm like, tell that to Danica Patrick or Olivia Munn, yep, or Shailene Woodley.
Danica Patrick was just out here talking about her bad relationship with Aaron Rodgers. He's letting it all air out.
Yeah.
But I'm like, how nice for them to think of you. Like, you're like, oh, now it's serious.
Wasn't he dating, I'm not trying to disparage it, but witch?
This is the gossip
line. Wasn't he dating a witch,
yes,
for a minute?
Yes, okay. He was. What? He was dating a witch?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, we have to get her name. It was Blue something. I'll get to the bottom of
this. She ascribed to
Jordan Hudson.
The Wiccan theology, from what I understand.
That is correct. Yeah. I'm looking up the name now.
Has Jordan Hudson met Aaron Rodgers? And what would happen there?
Oh, that's the dream team for the ages right there, the dream couple.
That's the podcast.
I don't know that any of us are prepared for that.
I love when we talk hot goss.
There's a lot of NFL hot goss, but the point
blue,
is...
Blue of Earth.
Blue
that was
of
the name.
Earth?
Blue of Earth.
My that
name,
might be
Blue
the,
of Earth.
Of all the things that Aaron Rodgers has done in his life that scream, I went to Cal, that might be the biggest one.
Spelled B-L-U, by the way. B-L-U. Blue
like,
of Earth.
Actually, if you just like took out everything else, like if you just extracted all the other pieces of information, and you're like, Aaron Rodgers went to Cal, and his girlfriend is named Blue of Earth, I would be like, all right, that tracks.
Is he still with Blue?
No.
Okay. So
he's with somebody new.
It's another long-term relationship.
So okay. He's also now insulted Blue of Earth, yes, by saying that he's always had a girlfriend.
Yeah, he's serial monogamist.
Interesting. So, okay, Aaron Rodgers went to Cal. He's on every bloody podcast that there is. In fact, if you Google Aaron Rodgers podcast and go to the news tab, you can see for yourself how many various pods he has been on. Also, I guess you'd better get this out of your system before you play for Mike Tomlin. Because Mike Tomlin's probably going to be like, bro, what the heck are you doing? You know, like, it's a mutual eye roll at that point. So I get it. Like, get this out now before you have to go back to work, I suppose. You know, because the practical nature of the Steelers.
We do not care.
Exactly. Like, how is that going to go? Like, how does that conversation go? Would he be like, hey, this is my new serious girlfriend. Sorry, Blue of Earth. Like, Mike Tomlin, what do you think? And then
we do not care.
Yeah, that's how I feel like this would go. So I don't know where you want to begin on this tour of Aaron Rodgers' brain. Should we start with the concept of him, from a Bears fan, being asked about retirement, and that ends up turning into Aaron Rodgers talking about the Bears? You know, because they have a quarterback.
Yeah, they don't need stable. They don't need Aaron Rodgers at this point. At least we hope.
All right, let's listen to this.
I was born and raised in Chicago, so as a Bears fan, I want to ask how much you contemplated retirement. You know, you play golf. Play more golf, man. You don't have to. You don't have to sign anywhere. Just, you know, take it easy.
You want him out? You want him gone?
Best. Yeah, just best to greener pastures.
I'm guessing you're like the normal Bears fan. The best thing about Bears fans is every year, this is our year. This is our year. One. We added this guy and that guy, and oh, and we got a new coach from Detroit. Yeah. Oh man, look out!
This is it,
right? Packers fans, we know that, right? And what does every coach that signs of the Bears say? We got to beat the Packers, right?
Yeah.
Packers don't give a.
Who said Super Bowl in the background?
I didn't catch that before.
We salute you, sir.
Which, by the way,
that wasn't a cue to chime in.
I hate
that
to say
he was making fun of us.
I hate to say you're helping Aaron Rodgers there. You're displaying the delusion that he speaks of there in that soundbite.
I love the Chicago in that guy though. You know, he wouldn't let it go.
Exactly.
Super Bowl, my friend.
Super Bowl.
Like what?
Ditka.
We have the Pope.
Also, we
have the Pope. You have a witch.
And you know that Aaron Rodgers probably made some joke to somebody about being named the Pope. It's just like an ego test at this point. Like think about how many people talked about being the Pope. Like, that's another test of that whole deal.
You know what really irked me about that soundbite we just heard there?
Super Bowl?
Well, no, besides that. The we of it, and talking about him and the Packers and you know what's transpired between the Bears and the Packers here recently. Him saying we and referring to him and the Packers, dude. There is no we anymore. You don't play for the Packers. You haven't for years. Most people out there don't even like you. You know what I mean?
Adam Eaton. Nobody likes you.
Exactly. There is no we. There is no we with the Packers. There is no we with Blue of Earth. There is no we with Shailene or Olivia or Danica or your family. There is no we in this.
Oh, forget Blue.
You've blown.
He mentioned Blue.
You've blown all the we's that you have in your life so far. I don't know why he's still so invested in Packers Bears 3 years removed from being a Packer.
Also, that was a messy breakup.
Yeah.
That was a really awkward, messy, could have been executed 9 times better every which way you look at a breakup. That was not, like, if you'd asked me if he would be claiming the Packers to this extent when it comes to the Bears, even as soon as it happened, because that was happening while he was still playing for the Jets, he said something on McAfee about it. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. That was highly ceremonious, the way you two ended things. Like, you wanted this trade. You were basically like a you know, motto a motto to Brian Gutekunst. Like, this was a whole awkward mess. And you're like, oh, we, blah, blah, blah. Like, man, you play for another team now.
At best, it was a 50-50 split in Packers fan. I work up in Milwaukee a little bit, and I talk to Packers fans. At best, it was a 50-50 split of people siding with the Packers or with Aaron Rodgers. And I would say probably 60-40 taking the team side of things and not really being, not having Aaron Rodgers in their good graces anymore. So I don't know where he gets the we. And dude, let it go. You know what I mean?
It's what he has.
I said this yesterday. He's like, you know the guy who like won the state championship in high school, and that was his. He peaked.
Are you trying to call him Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite?
A little. I mean, he achieved. He got to the mountaintop.
He won a Super Bowl.
He won MVPs. He won a Super Bowl, but he's still living those glory days of his time with the Packers. And
how much you want to make a bet? I can throw a football over the mountain.
They kind of look alike now.
A little bit, yeah.
They kind of sound alike.
They do. It's over, dude. It's over.
Would Tammy break up with Aaron Rodgers? Like she did with Uncle Rico. All right, there's more to this on the You Never Know But You Know But You Don't Know But That's Another Podcast. What?
Will Aaron Rodgers
Rodgers ever go to the Bears?
Oh, boy. Security, can we get her out of here? I need some security. Security,
can you take it easy on her for this one?
No, but I believe there's a team that might play in Chicago this year.
Let's go!
What's road trip? I don't know. I'm not sure. Gotta check it out.
Are you speaking in code?
I love Chicago, though. Way more than they love me. It's been a great relationship, all one way.
Ew. Ew.
Nobody like you.
Exactly.
That's got to be in our rotation. It's just really, it, you know, it's common.
His cryptic, like, hinting at, oh, I might come back to play. Dude, nobody even cares anymore. Nobody cares anymore if you're going to play or not.
If you're going to have to play for the Steelers, like, if you know, and Mike Tomlin knows, is he like, get him here the day before the first game of the season? Is Mike Tomlin putting this off as long as he possibly can?
I think as hard a line as Mike Tomlin can take. If you're an NFL head coach and it comes to quarterbacks and you're as desperate as he is right now for a quarterback, you'll be a little bit lenient and wait some time to see if that guy wants to walk through the door.
The Steelers, by the way, week 12 come to Chicago. So there's the reference.
Okay, 708 says, did you know the guy who played Uncle Rico is also Greg in White Lotus? I don't watch White Lotus.
Oh, I didn't know that was the newest, same guy.
In the newest season? I'm terrible with character names, so I don't know who Greg is.
I'm in the same boat. I'm looking up right now.
I
love that show, by the way.
I only watched season 3. Was he? I don't remember a Greg being in season 3.
Oh, that is Uncle Rico. Greg, he's been like in every season. So.
No way.
Oh, I didn't realize that was the same guy.
Yeah, creepy rich guy? Yeah, that's Uncle Rico?
That's Uncle Rico.
Wow.
Great cast.
Could also be Aaron Rodgers.
Football over the mountains.
You're playing for the Steelers. Mike Tomlin probably wants as much time away from you as he can possibly get.
That's why they're in no rush.
I'm not saying this with any statement of fact. I'm just being ridiculous in conjecture. You're peddling your wares of concepts, and everybody seems to be happy right now. But this whole dramatic reveal about the team you're playing for, when even the NFL schedule makers decided to schedule everything based on you playing there, the jig is up.
I didn't consider that. That, like, they want his football, but they don't want to be around him too much. So you can come in anytime you want, Aaron Rodgers. I don't want to talk to you.
When you're getting married and your future mother-in-law wants to come in for the wedding, and you're like, sure, you can come in an hour before the rehearsal.
My mother-in-law to be is great, by the way.
I shouldn't say. I actually really liked my mother-in-law. It was the husband that was the ultimate issue. We have more here on Rahimi and Harris on the Score. Rami Makhlouf is in, and some big announcements in connection with our friends at Circa Resort and Casino in Circa Sports, Illinois. Derek Stevens, the man himself, is going to explain what's going on. And if you're a high roller, like, say, Aaron Rodgers, you're really interested in what's next.
Go Bears.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-armed bandits crashing.
Always nice to hear a little Vegas Elvis vibe on The Score. This is Rahimi and Harris. Rami Makhlouf is in today for Marshall Harris. And we go to our Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Appropriate, because we are now joined by the man behind Circa himself. He is the Circa Sports owner and CEO, Derek Stevens. Derek, always great to talk to you. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, great to talk to you, Layla. Great to, I'm excited. We're coming to Chicago, and I'm fired up about it.
Yeah, I guess let's just start with that. We have a big event on Friday. Love it when we do a Circa event. The one at Trace for the Winter Classic was a lot of fun. What can you tell us about what's going on Friday?
We're heading to Wrigleyville, and we're doing this party over at Wrigleyville Dogs. So right next to left field foul pole, basically. I know you guys are coming out there from 10 o'clock till 1:20 until the first pitch, and we've got an area all set up, free food for everybody that downloads and funds the Circa Sports app all afternoon. So we're going to have a lot of fun in Chicago on a 120 game all day Friday.
Love it. Hang out in the parking lot at Wrigleyville Dogs. There's also an unlimited food wristband because Derek always has a good deal. If you fund the Circa Sports app with just $20, you can receive that wristband that he just mentioned for unlimited food. Tailgates, it's a whole truck experience, and we're going to stream the game live in the parking lot, music to interactive games. So I know that's going to be a lot of fun. Last time we had this cute little tiny wheel, and you could spin the wheel and get prizes, Rami.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah, I love a good tiny wheel, Derek. I had a good time. I felt like I was on Wheel of Fortune.
I think that's going to be there again, if I'm not mistaken. So that'll nice. Be a lot of fun.
And if not, I know something else will be. We are excited about all the events that we've got with Circa coming up. And I am really happy to know that the Circa Million is coming back. We are up to Circa Million 7 and Circa Survivor, $21 million in guaranteed prizes for the Circa Million and Circa Survivor. It's a contest that I feel like we've talked to you about every year. It's grown every single year. There's always a great story behind it. I know there was even a reality series. What can you tell us about the Million and Survivor coming back?
Yeah, you know, last year in the two contests, we guaranteed $6 million in Circa Million, and we guaranteed $10 million in Circa Survivor. And millions came right in about $6 million, but Circa Survivor, we ended up going way over. $14.2 million on Circa Survivor. And when you go over the guarantee, all that money just goes back into the pot because we don't take any cut or any rake out of it. So it was a record amount last year. And this year we expect to break the record again. So this year we're guaranteeing $6 million in the Circa Millions. That's the traditional handicapping contest where you pick five games against the spread each week, $1,000 to enter. We pay out the top 100 over the course of the year, plus a whole bunch of quarterly prizes, things like that. And then Circa Survivor, that's the one that's just exploded in popularity. We're doing a $15 million guarantee this year, $1,000 to enter, and you just pick one game a week for the potential to win the whole deal. I do think the $15 million guarantee, I do think will go over. Just because we opened it up this weekend, and little surprised about how much demand there was. There were lines, people signing up early, so it was pretty good. So we're pretty excited about setting a new record for the all-time largest legal football contest in history.
And that's a lot of money. But tell the high rollers, like myself and Layla, about this circa,
oh, yeah.
this circa grandissimo thing that you guys got going on over there.
Yeah, so, you know, over the course of the last few years, we knew that there was some demand for a higher stakes Circa Survivor, and we haven't wanted to do it because we didn't want to cannibalize what we thought was going to be good growth of Circa Survivor. But this year, we felt that we came up with an idea that won't cannibalize Circa Survivor, where we're still going to be able to set a record, but Circa Grandissimo is a whole nother animal. It's just like Circa Survivor with three separate distinctions. Number one, you can only enter twice. Number two, the guarantee is only $1.5 million. And then here's the big one. The entry fee is $100,000. So we're basically saying we hope that we get at least 15 entries into Circa Grandissimo. And if you win, you get to win under the Circa Sports umbrella, which is kind of a big thing for people that win a Survivor type of contest.
Well, that's really exciting, Derek Stevens. I'm looking at this right now, and Circa Survivor is such a big deal. The fact that you had to limit a $100,000 entry to only two, you know, per entity or per person, I think that says a lot about the interest that you have just for that aspect of this, that
yeah,
extra
high
stakes.
I'll keep it to two. I'll keep it to just two.
All right, Rami says he's only doing two entries, Derek, so only $200K for Rami.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. That's good. But I think it's going to happen. A lot of people are going to be, you know, partnering up with a few people. You know, on the moment we opened on Friday morning, we had somebody walk in with a bag of cash and signed up. So, like within like 10 minutes of us opening, we got our first one. So we're off and running now.
I mean, it is incredible, and I think anytime you usually have a market for something, there's a reason. You guys know the markets better than anybody. More about this when Derek, unfortunately, I know you got to go, so we will expand on it. But Derek, thank you so much for joining us to give us the big news. We're looking forward to seeing everybody on Friday, thanks to Circa.
Thank you very much. I'm going to have a lot of fun in Wrigleyville, and I hope we have hundreds of people come out and enjoy a 120 day with us.
Awesome stuff. If you download that Circa app, thank you so much, Derek. You can fund the Circa app with just $20, receiving a wristband for unlimited food, huge digital screens, cornhole, other tailgate activities. That is all on Friday with us, Rahimi and Harris, on The Score, Friday afternoon at Wrigleyville Dogs. I also want to point out this, Rami, about this Circa Grandissimo, other than it being $100,000 per entry. And I know they will get multiple entries.
Oh, yeah.
Every entrant of Circa Grandissimo gets the Grandissimo Experience, a three-night founder's suite stay, and the suites there are ridiculous. So I don't even know what the founder's suite
must look
like. Yeah,
that sounds
fancy. Yeah, I'm very curious.
That sounds real fancy.
Round-trip flights from JSX, the Derek Signature Experience at Stadium Swim, which I'm very curious about what that entails, because the cabanas are fantastic. Just chilling at the pool in the front with the typical admission is great because you get a really nice seat.
Yeah, what's the Derek Signature Experience?
Yeah, I want to know. Is there some secret pool that I don't know about at Stadium Swim? Curated dining experiences at Barry's Downtown Prime and Andiamo Steakhouse, and a top shelf tasting experience at Legacy Club and more.
The food is the biggest draw for me. I don't know about you, but it's the food.
I was at the Circa pool last year more than I was at my own pool. And I don't know if that's a flex or if that just indicates that I wasn't using my pool enough. But I realized that last year. And I don't know that I'm mad about it.
I wouldn't be.
Didn't I just explain how I need to soak up sunshine like a lizard?
Yes. Just sit on a rock somewhere.
When it gets
soak
when
up
it turns
sun.
40 degrees, I stop moving and I fall out of trees, just like iguanas.
What are you doing in the trees?
Yeah, it's metaphorical.
Oh, okay. All right.
But really, that's what happens. I just stop moving. Dan would always say I was like a lizard. He's like, are you cold-blooded? And I'm like, yeah. just can't shoot, unfortunately. We have five on it next. Rami Makhlouf in for Marshall Harris today on The Score. Five questions that we want to discuss with you. And then later in the hour, we bring it back to Bears fans, because the Bears fans' sentiment about what has been going on regarding the Seth Wickersham story about Caleb Williams, your participation in it as well, I think, is very key. So that's all a preview. We'll start with five on it next on The Score.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.